Hey guys, welcome to another Go Cleanse Health Conversation. Wherever you are, wherever you decide to download this, whether you're mowing your lawn right now, whether you just ate a pie and you're pissed off and said, you know what, I got to figure this out. A lot of people use this for motivation. I would say most people do. I know I use this a lot for motivation. After we record these shows, I'm always very pumped up. I'm always, you know, it's a good thing for me to do this with all the latest and greatest information that the guys have here. We're going to welcome Scott and Peter, the guys behind Go Cleanse, who are here to answer any or all of your questions. Hi, guys.
Hello, Terry.
And of course, we talked on the last show. Peter's, we want people to follow Peter's TikTok. Scott and I are smart enough to stay away from that evil stuff.
We'll let Peter take the fall.
I'll never live that one down.
Hey, do you have groupies now? Do you have groupies? Do you have girls trying to jump in your DMs and check you out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. All right, just hey, I got to ask these questions. That's the only reason why I'm here.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Absolutely. All right, so let's start off with a success story. And it says here, I didn't lose any weight at all, ! It says, but that wasn't my plan. I'm a competitive cyclist, and I was impressed by your contestants' vitals in a few of your latest challenges. So I did it, and my vitals improved in every single category, big capital letters. My times have improved as well. Great stuff. And if you ever want to sponsor a rider, let me know. Len and Nola. There you go. Oh,
thank you, Len. We don't usually get those because we're losing weight. And we always forget about this, Peter, a lot of times, because that's obviously what we lead with. That's what people hear, what we've been doing for 20 years. And folks that don't want to lose any weight, they, you can even put on weight because of the lean muscle mass gain with the products. But the vital signs, and Peter, you back me up on these. Well, first of all, what is it? Almost 90%, I think it's 88% of people have one or more of the five metabolic factors, which, you know, blood pressure, cholesterol, A1C, weight, and then triglycerides. So on our program, what the studies, our human trial studies showed, triglycerides down 25%, blood pressure down average of 14%, cholesterol down 15%, A1C, blood sugar down 12%, and weight down 5%. And we're talking, those are 30-day programs only. So good for Len with every one of his metabolic factors, and even more exciting, bettering all of his times. There's something that changed, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And Peter, go ahead.
So we have, and you guys don't even know this yet, but we now have 7 peer-reviewed human trials. You know, it was a couple months ago we interviewed, you know, the number one nutritional researcher in the world, and he had new studies we didn't even know about. So let me tell you now the 5 pillars of what Go Cleanse is doing for people, backed by medical proof. Okay, weight loss is one, gain of lean muscle, detoxifying the body, improved cardiovascular health, and the newest one, massive increase in our gut, what's called our microbiome. And that study was just published in the number one journal in the entire world called Nature Communications. It's so exclusive, Terry, that out of 100 submissions of studies, they look at 7. And out of 7, they publish 1 or 2. To get in there, I can't even begin to tell you what the researcher said about it. It was his life's dream after 38 years to get published in there. And he said, that study is going to change the world. Wow. Now we're talking.
Now, I would like to point out to anybody who would like to see one or see some of these vitals results, just go back in on this podcast and just scroll back a few and look for any of them titled Challenge Go Cleanse Challenge Results Show. Those are the most shared shows. They're the most listened to shows, and because they will blow you away. And we talk to these people live on the radio. These are not actors or setup people. Correct. We talk to these people live on the radio on their entire journey, And the first thing they always talk about is how much better they feel. Then they finally start getting into the weight loss and all the vanity stuff. But and when you see those results, and you know, you see them, they take the blood, you know, their blood work before and then immediately after, and you cannot deny it. There's your peer-reviewed studies right there.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and any cleanser that starts these days, we suggest highly go get your vital signs checked. Yep. Even if it's not all five of them that do the blood work and stuff, just get your vital signs checked and see what you can accomplish, or see what your body accomplishes within that 30-day period. It's mind-blowing what happens.
It's fantastic. It really is. All right, let's see here. This comes from somebody called Drunk Tina. Leaves a message.
Sounds great.
It says, let's see here. How do you feel about a daily glass of wine? Question mark.
Well, there's a lot of proof on that, you know, it helps heart conditions and that. I mean, having one, you got to stop there though, Drunk Tina.
Yeah, you're
the problem.
Yeah, your name's Drunk Tina, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
So
you're obviously not going to do
one is not Ken. One is not a. Hey, be careful, guys. One, it's one glass, not one bottle. Let's be clear.
Yeah, and what is right? One glass? Because I've always seen it's good for your heart or resveratrol or whatever that is. I don't know.
Okay, well, first the resveratrol, which
okay,
is
thank you.
Been completely proven that it's total utter bullshit nonsense for aging. Has no impact with resveratrol. It was a number of years ago they came out and said, you know, grape skins, etc. Look, drink your damn glass of wine, and if you get a little high, that's the best thing that's going to happen. But it has no impact on your life, your lifespan, okay?
God, I hate it when you tell the truth. All right, let's see. Okay, let's see. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
This is fun, isn't it? Isn't this fun?
This one's
the best, then. And we love opinion questions. We give our opinion. Imagine that, right?
Exactly right.
All right. Here's one for you. This one says, this question is for Peter. It says, do you have any research? Because Peter is the research guy. We've already established that. Do you have any research on the benefits of massage and saunas? That's from Nelly in Atlanta.
Okay. Two things. A regular dry sauna, nice dry, does nothing for you except you're going to sweat your ass off. The only sauna you should ever do is an infrared sauna. Infrared, okay? Massage, it's more, I would say, of a relaxation technique, lowering like your cortisol and things like that. But a massage in general, there's never been any proof whatsoever it's removing toxins from the body. Just like exercise, they've proven that you could run 100 miles today, Terry. There's no toxins leaving your body in sweat. But we now have 7 peer-reviewed human trials where they did blood, urine, stool, and fat analysis, proving that the GoCleanse system, what they used, you know, in the GoCleanse system, removed herbicides, pesticides, and things called PCBs. I don't know if you guys, I'm not sure, it's been a couple of weeks now. Did I tell you guys the latest thing about tea bags, TEA, tea bags?
Well, well,
that's the difference.
Scott and I immediately went to the locker room thoughts.
Okay. So it just reminded me because of massage therapy and that. Okay, so here's the deal. McGill University in Canada came out with a study. There's apparently these really expensive teas that are built like a pyramid shape. So imagine the pyramid, what it looks like. That's the tea bag made of silk. They came out 2 weeks ago and said in each cup of tea, you get 1 billion microplastics of plastic in every cup of tea.
Damn. Jeez.
It's the equivalent of 1/60th of a gram of plastic.
Never fails you. You never failed to bum me out at least one time a show.
Sorry. Well, you said I had the massage therapist on. Because I'm thinking you're doing massage therapy. They're giving you tea, aren't they, typically?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Peter. I just know I just can't take you seriously every time you say teabag.
Yeah, we just keep thinking about you on the bench and us dipping one on you. But yeah, here, Peter, I bet you could throw up 200 pounds. I'll spot you. and I'll dip okay, one on well, you. No, but anyway,
that's enough about me.
Okay, no, but the I will say this about I have been taking because I have a sauna in my building and it's not an infrared mm-hmm. one. It's one of those ones where you throw this, you know, the water on top of the hot coals.
Yeah, I got it.
So. I have been, and because you guys, I'm much more concerned about my health and my vitals and everything else than I ever have been. Mm-hmm. And I will go into the sauna. I will do 15 to 20 minutes, probably five times a week. Mm-hmm. And since I started to do it, I have noticed that my skin is getting a lot better combined with all the other stuff that we're doing because I'm sweating all that crap out, I guess.
Right.
And
right.
I've noticed the main thing that I notice is that I wear my watch in there, the Apple Watch, and I'll check out mm-hmm. my heart rate and I'll just sit there and my heart rate will raise and raise and raise mm-hmm. as I get hotter and hotter and hotter.
Of course.
So I did a little study. I put my Peter hat on and I went online and I started to study and people are talking about that saunas are one of the best things you could do for your health and cardiovascular health.
But not for detox. That's
not for detox,
yes. Distinction. Okay. Not for, yep, that's yep. nothing for detox.
That's fair.
And the whole Go Cleanse program is not a diet. It's based on detoxification.
Yeah.
And the fact that we know that we're storing chemicals in our visceral fat. Look, if you don't deal with that, throw everything else out the window.
Yeah. That's
if you
right.
can't detox your body, good luck long term.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
This next question comes from Gavin in Manhattan Beach, California. It says, I've heard that targeting belly fat is a waste of time when losing weight. Where do people notice their weight loss first when using Go Cleanse?
Oh, my God. I mean, the adipose fat layer in the belly for men. Yep. There's no question yep. about
no
it.
Question.
That's where all the bad... The bad stuff is that's where the toxins are are stored in those adipose fat layers. So, no, belly fat is the first thing that people lose on our program. There's no doubt. And that's the stuff you want to get rid of. So I think that's completely ass backwards.
Yeah, it is. And also the other thing, Terry, you know that we do, and that's what our coaches do, really insist that people measure themselves. Because those measurements, it's telling you, well, really what they're telling us is you're removing the chemicals from the fat cells, and that's why they're shrinking. And that's it. We know. I mean, it's nothing. I when I did this 21 years ago, I lost 8 inches of my waist in 18 days and have kept it off for 21 years.
Yeah, yeah. I know, and this is going to be a Terry test.
You shrank, Terry.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You shrank, didn't you?
There a lot. There's one. I'm going to do a little Terry test that people could try this. If you do a 30-day cleanse, I just reach back behind your back where you're like rubbing your neck and just kind of pinch there. And there, you know, if you've got some weight to lose, there's some fat on your back. You know,
right.
Now when I go to scratch my back or to rub my neck, there is zero fat back there. It's like, I'm such a stud, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen guys lose as much as 1 or 2 inches off their shirt size, sometimes in 10 or 11 days.
Yeah.
You've seen that too, Scott, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the belt loops. It's the belt loops on the bed.
Yeah,
that's where the gut is at. You know, all of a sudden they're going from a 40 to a 34 inch waist or something within a matter of the 30 days. I mean, that's the stuff you want to get rid of right there.
Yep.
And we've typically get a, you know, emails from time to time from people that say, hey, listen, I love your product. I would do it again in a heartbeat. In fact, I'm going to make it a part of my life forever. But you guys should warn us that you're going to have to spend a lot of money buying new clothes.
Love it.
We have heard that many times on this show.
Yep.
So, but that's the fun part too. You got a little more swagger. You get to wear those things you wanted to wear, but you kind of feel like a doofus doing it. You know, you got it covered. It changes your whole life in so many ways.
Well, one of our best challenges we ever did was the Wear It Again challenge, where folks had clothes that they hadn't worn sometimes in 20 years that they wanted to get back into. And within that 30-day period, they got back into that size of clothes. That's the change. That is truly the change in your body.
That's really good. I like it.
What I say along those lines is I'd say that, you know, husbands love us. And they go, why is that? Because we get their wives back in their wedding dresses, right, Scott?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh God, I love it. And it's good. It's good. All right, let's see here. We got a couple more to get to before we wrap things up. Let's see here. My wife loves to microwave food, as we both are very busy. But since we have a child now, I'm wondering if that's the safest way to cook food. Is there any new research out there on microwaves and what damages they are doing to our body? Ned in Ohio.
I'll give you an answer.
I want to beat Peter to this one.
Okay.
A microwave is good for one thing. That's telling time.
Right.
And mine's always about 8 minutes off anyway.
Yeah, don't get me. Yeah, I always set mine ahead, and I'm still late for everything. But that's just the way it is. I'm still guilty of it. Nice, you know, your coffee gets a little cold, pop it in there and heat it up. But no, microwave is changing molecular structures and everything else of food. So I would say no. And if you're microwaving in plastics, guess what? The microplastics, there's plastics that are seeping into your food using that microwave. So I'll go with Peter's story. Time, that's it.
Yep, that's it. There's your answer, Terry.
And keep it away.
Use it as a clock. Use it as a clock. You're doing good.
And keep it away from your kid. I mean, you got a brand new
Hell
kid.
Yes.
But I can see where, you know, as a parent, you're both have, you know, working your jobs and you're trying to get things done real fast. Boop, here you go. Here's some microwavable, mac and cheese, you little freak. Because that's all you eat, you little bastard. Anyway,
right.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's all I ever see kids eat. All right.
I know.
Let's see here. What is a proper amount of daily exercise to get to see improvements? Christy in Dallas. A proper amount of exercise.
We always suggest on our program that, you know, to take a brisk walk every day, a 30-minute mm-hmm. walk or whatever. But as far as I go because I've lifted weights all my life, and lifting weights 3 times a week is what I usually stick with. I will do a few more if I'm doing legs differently than upper body, but you will be able to improve the cup of the fitness in your body. Now, one other thing, which is really simple. Every day I do 50 push-ups and 75 sit-ups. It's just one of those things. You drop down for about 5 minutes and get it all mm-hmm. taken care of.
Who are you, Superman?
I've got these products going, you know.
The biggest difference, though. Whatever, I'm sorry, the lady's name. But the thing is that this nutrition accelerates, or let me reverse it. You can work out a lot less than what you've ever done to see improvement. Because remember what I said, I think it was on the last show, where I was talking about the thing that matters to the body is the absorption of the 20 amino acids. But in particular, one of those 20 amino acids called leucine is the way you build lean muscle in your body. And we had people in the studies that were not even allowed to exercise, as you know, Terry, and they gained 6 to 9% lean muscle mass. So if you want to exercise, it's fine, but you literally could end up exercising probably half as much as what you're doing if you're not on this Go Cleanse protocol. That's the best way to answer it.
Yeah. I'm looking at my little exercise thing on my watch here today. I'm going to brag about mm-hmm. myself. Today, I have a goal of 45 exercise minutes a day, and
yes.
right now I'm at 98 minutes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Skip tomorrow.
And I, let's see, I am almost 15,000 steps, which is about almost 8 miles of walking today.
Wow.
Good
for you.
Look at that. Look at me, huh?
And that's awesome. Great. And guess what? It will always magnify results. I know we, during our, we always say, no, exercise is not required with it, but it will magnify your results. And
absolutely.
When you get into exercise, some people say, well, I can't do 100 sit-ups in a day or 100 push-ups or whatever that number is. No, start off with 10. And then, go to 15 and then go to 20. And soon you will be doing that. That's the thing. Right. What I say, just keep on upping the ante for yourself. And obviously you're going to see results.
Well, guys, great information today. Once again, thank you very much. If anybody would like to get Go Cleanse and get going, look at the summer. Come on. Come on, people. You don't want to look like an idiot out at the beach or anything like that. And this stuff, you'll be surprised at how much better you're going to look, how much better you're going to feel in a short amount of time. So if you had a goal of by this summer being in shape, you can do so using Go Cleanse, guys. So you call that number that's listed on the explanation of today's show. And once again, thank you, Scott and Peter. Appreciate it. You can also follow Peter on TikTok at Conversation.
The New Health Conversation.
The New Health Conversation.
No R.
Kills me every time.
That is so funny to me. But you're owning it over there. You're holding court. So there you guys. Thank you so much, guys. Have a strong week. And thanks, you again, Derek, for another great Go Cleanse Health Conversation.
Thanks, Derek.
Thanks.